Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Dell on Tuesday announced a series of Latitude laptops, including its lightest ultramobile commercial laptop yet, and a larger system that the company claimed provides 19 hours of battery life. The Latitude E6400 runs for as much as 10 hours on a single 9-cell battery, and an additional battery that snaps onto the bottom of the laptop adds as much as 9 hours of battery life. That gives users close to a full day of laptop use without carrying an AC adapter to recharge the batteries. Dell has developed proprietary technology to help boost battery life in the laptop. For example, the refresh rate of the screen is reduced under certain conditions. Sony will expand sales of its 11-inch OLED television to Europe in 2009. Detailed launch plans for the TV, which went on sale in Japan in December 2007, and in the U.S. in January 2008, including its price, are yet to be determined, according to the Nihon Keizai Shimbun's Wednesday morning edition. OLED is an emerging flat panel display technology that uses an organic material in the pixels that emits its own light, so a backlight isn't needed. That helps make the displays thinner and much less power hungry. OLED screens also handle fast-moving images better and offer richer color reproduction than current LCDs. Yahoo continues its run of new service announcements, this time launching general availability of its location sharing platform on Tuesday. Fire Eagle, first discussed by Yahoo last year, is a service that web users can employ to update their location information and share that information with web-based applications of their choosing. It's built on an open platform, so application developers can tap into the information to add location-aware features to their services. Movable Type, for example, has built a Fire Eagle plugin that displays users' locations on their blogs, automatically updating the information every time users rebuild their sites. Microsoft released patches to fix 19 critical vulnerabilities in its software Tuesday, including 5 flaws in its Internet Explorer browser that security experts advise IT administrators to patch immediately. The total of 11 security updates released for August is the largest round of Patch Tuesday updates Microsoft has released since last February, and should give IT administrators plenty to do to secure their company's systems. 6 of the patches, which can be found on Microsoft's website, are rated as critical, while 5 are rated as important. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.